Yeah, this is the Labor Talk, and my name is Willie Terry, and today is March the 8th, and it is known as International Women History Day. On this day, there are major celebrations throughout the world to commemorate the movements and the struggles for women's rights. In America, we recognize Women History Day as a Women History Month, and during the month of March, we highlight the contributions of women to the events in history and contemporary society. And today on Labor Talk, we will be talking to our guest, like they said, Liz Moran, and she's president of the Capital Region Coalition of Labor Union Women, that's better known as CLU. Good evening, Liz, and happy International Women's Day and Month.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. All thanks right. for having me, Willie. I'm happy to be here today.
Okay, Liz, let's get right into the interview.
Okay.
By telling us something about yourself or your other union titles that you hold.
Okay, so my name is Liz Moran again. I am not to be confused, by the way, with the environmental specialist and guru, Liz Moran, that is also in the Capital Region. So there is two of us in this movement of labor. Currently, I am the president of the Kate Mulaney chapter of CLU, which is, again, the Coalition of Labor Union Women. That is the Capital Region chapter. So we represent labor union women here directly in the Capital Region, as far north as Plattsburgh, we welcome people, and as far south as the Westchester area. So it's kind of widespread. I'm also recently, I've been elected as the New York State CLU president. In addition to those roles, because of those roles, I am a national executive board member of the Coalition of Labor Union Women. I kind of made it there because of my role, current role, as the president of a CSCA Local 698, which is headquartered in the New York State Dormitory Authority. I serve on the executive board of the Albany County Central Federation of Labor, and I hold a seat on the board of the Capital District Area Labor Federation. So I'm pretty active in the labor movement, or at least it feels that way. I think on a personal level, I just recently decided to go back to school to get my bachelor's degree. I'm very active in my church. Thank you, brother. And I'm a wife, and I'm a mom. So in fact, today is my anniversary. So we'll be going out to dinner after this. I would say also that when people describe me, typically the words used are tenacious, direct, and compassionate. And honestly, these are typical adjectives that are used for female union leaders.
Well, Liz, let me ask you this. Boy, that's a lot, you know. But what prompted you to get involved in the labor movement? I mean, what was that thing that got you over? So I got to get involved in the labor movement.
Anger, quite frankly, and an unwillingness to accept the failure of union representation. Mm-hmm. And it sounds pretty big for someone who is very pro-labor, but it happens. You know, we're all people. Mm-hmm. People do these types of things, get active for different reasons. And I think sometimes people go off on a different path. So I was, prior to my employment at DASNY in 2000, I had never, ever belonged to a union. Mm-hmm. So when I became the training coordinator for DASNY in 2000, I immediately became a union member, which was fine. However, I really didn't get involved until about 2008. And at that time, what I was noticing was I was aware of contract and other labor issues that were not being adequately or fairly addressed by my union representative. Mm-hmm. I began then to organize members around common issues of importance, thus coercing our union reps to really do their jobs and take action on our behalf. As a result of that, in 2009, I actually decided to run for the seat of president of that local, and I won. And so now I'm on my third term as the president of that local, and I'm super proud to be able to say that I'm the first female president of the local and the first Hispanic president.
What is DASNY? DASNY.
DASNY is the Dormitory Authority State of New York. So we are a state authority. Mm-hmm. We are a public benefit corporation.
Okay. And let me just get into now, you're president of the Coalition of Labor Union Women. What is that?
So the Coalition of Labor Union Women is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, which is very important, organization of trade union women that are affiliated with the AFL-CIO. We consider ourselves a bridging organization that connect the feminist movement with the labor movement CLUE is America's only national organization for women.
And when was that group started?
So for years, America witnessed and experienced the atrocities against working people. And, you know, to some extent, we're still seeing that. With the passing of the Equal Pay Act in 63 and the Civil Rights Act of 64, there was a need for women to have one voice on issues that affected them. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there were many women labor unions before CLUE even got started, but they didn't support all women and discriminated against certain races. Excuse me. CLUE was founded, actually, in my home city of Chicago, Illinois, in 1964 by a very diverse group of female labor leaders with the purpose of, and there was four goals, and we maintain these goals today, of increasing the number of organized women workers, implementing an affirmative act, implementing affirmative action, working for the passage of legislation that is favorable to working women, and in for all, really, working people, and to increase women's involvement for unions.
Do y'all have any major activities or programs that y'all are working on at this point?
Well, we're constantly working on issues. Mm-hmm. So some of the programs and issues that CLUE is involved on a national level mm-hmm. is, again, with the purpose to support legislation and actions that are favorable to working women. We launched an election project in 2000 that focused on having women registered to vote, as well as getting more women involved in political activities, including, which is real important because there's a resurgence of this, including running for public office. We revived this with another Get Out the Vote campaign in 2008. We also established the Contraceptive Equity Project, which notified union members and women about legal, political, and medical issues related to gaining contraceptive coverage. In addition to that, we have a Cervical Cancer Prevention Works Project, which empowers women with information on how to prevent the disease. And we're very proud to say that we were the lead organization, in passing the 2009 Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, mm-hmm. which was to restore protection against pay discrimination, which, if you might recall, had been stripped away by the Supreme Court in 2007. Locally, with the Kate Mulaney chapter, we've supported things like the New York State Paid Family Leave, which was recently came into law in 2016. We've supported the efforts for Fight for 15, Equal Pay Endeavors. Those are just to name a few.
Right. Now, who can join CLUE? And then let's say, what were some of the benefits of a person being a member of CLUE?
So any labor activist and member can join CLUE. Mm-hmm. It's not just for working women. It is for our working men as well, and we welcome that. There are so many benefits to joining CLUE. I would say as an activist, I've grown tremendously since being a part of the Coalition of Labor Union Women. I'm fighting right next to other women who have the same passion to improve working conditions for our union sisters and really all workers. CLUE provides an incredible support system that encourages us to work with one another and to bridge the labor movement gaps that can exist between unions and groups. Additionally, as a labor leader, no better organization has provided development opportunities to me than CLUE has. CLUE provides that unique opportunity to learn more about other unions of the labor movement while pulling you up to the next step. And it's incredibly important for us. I think CLUE sisters reach back and extend a hand to pull you up the ladder. For me, if the lift has been too heavy, I know that I have other sisters who will lower their hands so that together we can elevate one another. And in the end, we can move some mountains.
But how are you structured, you know, in reference to national and locally?
So we do have a national organization. As I mentioned, I'm a mm-hmm. Member of the National Executive Board. The national organization is led by 19 National Officers Council, 19 women of the National Officers mm-hmm. Council, and our National Executive Board. The National Executive Board includes the council itself, chapter and state presidents, like my role that I perform here in New York State, union and chapter delegates. We have two paid staff members. That's it. Everything else that we do is voluntary and by the support of our sisters and brothers in labor. Nationwide, our members are from about 54 international and national unions, and we have around 40 chapters across the states. In New York State, though, we have 5 chapters. So in New York State, we have here locally our Kate Mullaney chapter. We have a Rochester chapter, a Western New York chapter, a New York Metro chapter, and a Long Island chapter. And each of those chapters, in any of our structure, they're all elected by the Sisters of CLU. So, for here locally, we hold meetings. We hold monthly meetings. Mm-hmm. We recognize that we need to be able to practice what we preach. And part of what we preach is that we're accommodating women everywhere and supporting their roles, not just as mothers and breadwinners, but also as activists. And so our meetings, while they are held monthly, the first Monday of every month, they're also held virtually. So anybody can connect via the web or just by telephone if for some reason they can't make the meeting itself. So we're pretty proud of that.
Mm-hmm. So is there a fee or joining to join?
There is a fee. To become a national, you have to be a national member in order to be a chapter member. A national, for a new membership, it's simply $45. Mm-hmm. And then the chapter fee ranges for New York State CLU chapters anywhere between $10 and $25. So it's fairly economical, and it is an annual fee.
And when do y'all meet again, you said?
So the Kate Mullaney chapter meets the first Monday of every month.
Okay. Is there anything else? I mean, you told us a lot, and I'm sure you got a lot more to say. But is there anything else you would like to say, you know, to our radio audience about CLU?
There is, actually. So being that it's Women's History Month, I do want to say I want to leave your audience with a bit of history. Mm-hmm. And this will dovetail on some of the other segments that you've had. In 1848, Elizabeth Cady Stanton held the very first Women's Rights Convention here in Seneca Falls, New York. Mm-hmm. She created a declaration of sentiments based on the Declaration of Independence, and it read, "The history of mankind is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations on the part of man toward woman, having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over her. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Married women were legally dead in the eyes of the law. Women were not allowed to vote. Women had to submit to laws when they had no voice in their formation. Married women had no property rights. Husbands had legal power and responsibility for their wives to the extent that they could imprison or beat them with impunity. Divorce and child custody laws favored men, giving no rights to women. Women had to pay property taxes, although they had no representation in the levying of those taxes. Most occupations were closed to women, and when women did work, they were paid only a fraction of what men earned. Women were not allowed to enter professions such as medicine or law. Women had no means to gain an education. With only a few exceptions, women were not allowed to participate in the affairs of the church. And women were robbed of their self-confidence. We have come a long way since 1848, but clearly you can see that there's some issues that we're still struggling with. There has never been a time where passivity builds a workforce, nor has there ever been a time where inaction gets the job done, Willie. Every day is a here and now, and every day you have an opportunity to do more for yourself and others. CLU is your here and now. It's time to get a CLU.
Right.
And that's what I leave you with.
Right. Thank you, Liz, for informing our radio audience about the Coalition of Labor Union Women. And I know there's much, much more about CLU that you can talk about. And I hope you will come back again so we can learn more about what CLU is doing. And if there are any women or men in union listening, please talk to your unions about joining CLU. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Willie Terry, and I'm your host for Labor Talk.